Cult. Check this out.
I live for drugs.
Joan. Bitch. I'm gonna find her.
I'm gonna kill her. CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is Wire and Nerve, your home for any kind of industrial music. That was a Daisy Chain for Satan, Acid and Flower Mix by My Life with the Thrillical Cult. Coming off the album Confessions of the Knife, that one came out in, I don't want to give a wrong date. Probably should have fact checked this, but that's okay. The whole point of radio is that it's live. While I look this up, I should get the CD out. Thrillical Cult, great band. Early stuff was very much like sample-based industrial, which everybody loves. I mean, I haven't really heard a lot of like similarly sample-based industrial music like that, where it's just all like mixes and stuff. Came out in 1990. That's what I was gonna say. You're not gonna believe me, I know. What a great album. That whole thing is worth a listen. Before we continue, I'm obligated and would personally like to say that CJSF is coming at you from the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Suwamish nations. I got a lot of stuff for you coming up today. The theme of today's episode is stuff that I own personally on CD, because the station's archive reader is kind of being mean right now. So the CJSF website is down. Hopefully you guys are being able to listen. What do we want to do next? If you want to give me any album suggestions, feel free to shoot me an email at, I didn't put it on my phone. I believe it will be wireandnerveradio@hotmail.com. Try that. I'll give you an updated address next week if that's not it, but I'm pretty sure that's it. I'll look at them tonight. Any of your cute little messages. Maybe play some of the stuff you say next week. Now, moving off of that Thrillical Cult, we're going to be playing some Atari Teenage Riot. These guys, do they count as industrial? Sure. I'm going to. It's my show. You can't stop me. They're really good. They're one of the earliest digital hardcore bands that ever existed. And they're just fun. They're just so loud. What do we want to do? Into the Death. Let's see. What? The tracks aren't numbered. That's 14, 13, 12, 11. Track 11. Hopefully. I'll change it if it's not. We're here for a good time. Check this out. We'll be right back.
bird note. It's incredibly challenging to spot a Connecticut warbler. It's not that the bird is especially rare or its range is especially narrow. It isn't restricted to rugged, remote wildernesses. This relatively big, slow-moving warbler just keeps a low profile, whether it's nesting in the boreal forests, wintering in the forests of South America, or migrating between the two. The best way to track down a Connecticut warbler is by listening for its loud and distinctive song. But even singing birds on the breeding grounds can be tricky to spot. Observers in the North Woods of Minnesota regularly find themselves swatting black flies for an hour or more before seeing so much as a brief glimpse of this bird as it struts across the forest floor. When it does perch deep in a small spruce or tamarack to sing, the Connecticut warbler carefully conceals itself before making a peep, and even the call itself makes it hard to pinpoint the bird. It often sounds like the bird is calling from low in a tree, when it's actually perched high in the crown. It takes more than a little luck for intrepid birders to train their binoculars on this songbird. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.
summons the magic.
Commands the magic.
Even in sleep, you watch me. Even in dreams, you watch me.
Yeah.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. Where did I put the case for this? Give me one sec. There we go. You are listening to Wire and Nerve, episode one, the debut episode. I'm so happy about that. That was Half-Life by Swans. Thank you to my diligent friend Lucian for getting the song right. I just got a message. Oh, this is the Thurston Moore version? He knows something I don't. So I was playing that off of Body to Body, Job to Job, which is an older compilation CD by Swans. And apparently it's got a different musician on it, which is pretty interesting. I would not have known that, so thank you for my pals checking that. Before that, we had Comatose Ketamine 45 milligram mix by Frontline Assembly. Local legends, Bill Lieb. I planned on playing some of his side project Noise Unit today, but again, the CGSF library search was down, so we're running off of my CDs. Before that, we had Atari Teenage Riot, Into the Death, just some classic, like, old digital hardcore. Now, did someone say Let's Get Weirder? Because Let's Get Weirder. I'm pulling up now with some Zoviet France. I risked my life getting this CD off of Facebook Marketplace, but it was so worth it. Shout out to the guy who sold it to me. It's the Collusion compilation. It's the first compilation of music that they put onto compilations. Might be the only one. This song is called Spray, but like Osprey, so it's got an E in it instead of an A. Let's give it a listen.